DVD sale. It's a very humble lifestyle, but something that we must do. So please support the vision by doing that. Make as many copies as you can. My community and many people who purchase the DVDs make copies, handing them out at work to their neighbors, everything else. Now, I'm told that we have about just about 7 or 8 minutes before we have to vacate the area. Perhaps we could answer some questions for you, and I think it's really important. Does anybody have...
Yes, but we meet tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in the very same premises, just to start discussion. Please, very shortly, because...
And I ask one thing. During question
personal
time...
Over
the past couple of years, obviously this issue raises quite a few emotions. Some people are in obvious denial, because when we accepted the realities about this issue, it means that we have to change something about our lives. We have to address it, and we have to take accountability and responsibility for our future. Therefore, some people have used this as an opportunity to go out and argue and really try and persuade the crowd. So what I ask, if you have more than one question, ask that question, and then we will get back to you sometime, if time allows, during that time. But again, one question per hand up, please. One person. I think your hand up was...
Yes, I have two, but you may answer.
We'll do one.
Okay. They can be synthesized this way. What about the chemicals, and what about the plants? What about the chemicals means if there is any research data about manufacturers, distributors of these chemicals, who is purchasing in this massive amounts? Has there been any research about this? What about the planes? Where are they based? Who owns them? Who hires them? Are they registration numbers known? If we could come to know everything about the CIA flights, we should be able to know the story around the planes doing the chemtrails.
I think that's probably one of the most important questions. I've heard that at least, I would say, close to 8,000 times now. And it is the next question. We released What in the World Are They Spraying, and everybody said why. And let me be clear, there are a number of reasons why they're doing it. Weather control is one of many. Let's be clear on that. Now the question, exactly, after seeing this film, is who is doing it, specifically who has the contracts. We've decided to move forward with our third film, Who in the World Is Spraying. We've already interviewed a whistleblower in the Air Force who has brought to our attention a lot of these chemicals coming on base in mass quantities. So we can elaborate on that more. We are seeking funding right now for that, if anybody's interested in participating and helping us complete that. We'd be more than happy. But absolutely, that question does need to be answered. And I think once we answer that question, we will be very close, if not at the end, of what we need to do in getting these programs stopped. So thank you.
Please. It's working.
There
is use tools to react like a civil anarchist, a civil soft boy or girl, because I'm living in Spain. I saw it in my village, I saw it in my area, the biggest natural park of Europe. The future biosphere is mentira. So give us tools. This is very good, the colors are very bad. Maybe it's because of Brussels is full of caprice.
Yes.
Give us tools, because I went to the local police. No. You are going to the... it is the Minister of Defense. I don't know. Yes, I'm a military. It's only the military can do this.
Yeah, that's it.
Only then. So the government of Spain is also... And I went to Arms National, so I went to the National Police. Boom, it's not our business, please.
Yes.
You must go to the Guardia Civil. Oh, I went to the Guardia Civil. Attack to the government. No, but...
Yeah.
So it's... I don't like this.
Let's really be clear on this. The geoengineers are very open about, and this is some new information to some of us in the room, about their intentions of consolidating more power into the hands of the few by creating global governance. It's very disturbing to me to hear their latest dialogue, because they're talking about countries that support these damaging programs and countries that do not. And what they're doing is putting together lists of benefits that countries who support these programs and what benefits those will be. I don't know what those benefits will be, but I would imagine they might be such benefits as rain, the ability to grow food, and the ability to survive. So we're dealing with people who have godlike power into their hands and have tremendous hunger for this power. And given the ability that geoengineering does give man godlike power, as stated by geoengineering David Keith, I think we have a very serious problem on our hands. So rather than looking at somebody else, rather than looking to our police, rather than looking only to our governments, we have to look to ourselves and say, not what can they do, but what can we do? And right now, millions of people have seen our films combined. We have two films so far. And as a filmmaker, that might seem like a big number. I'm disappointed. Millions of people are not going to solve this. We have over 7 billion people in this world, and we are just scratching the surface. So we have to do collectively. We have to make this number one on our job. And I ask today, everybody that leaves today, go home with the game plan. Ask, what will I do tomorrow? Is my neighbor aware of this? Is my block, the block that I live on, aware of this? Is my town aware of this? And if the answer to that question is no, we have better get out. We have better hand out DVDs and other tools that we have, because we literally have a crisis. We have a major crisis on our hands, but as the film ended, I think we have more than a crisis. We have a wonderful opportunity, because we have a system which has been in development for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And today we have an issue that the entire world faces. And for the first time, we have an issue that can and will unite humanity. This is the issue that will bring about the change and that will bring the power back to the people. And we are the ones that will do it. That answer your question?
Yes, love
you. I feel very strongly about that.
Well, I live close to an Air Force base in Belgium, and this morning when I was on the road... I live close to an Air Force base in Belgium. This morning when driving, my daughter said to me, look, that aircraft, military aircraft, is flying low and is spraying. What is it doing? Normally we had to some rain this morning in our region, and we had no rain. It's very funny. But what I want to say, from the global warning, we speak also from money, we speak from Monsanto, do we speak also from oil? If I'm not wrong, global warming will help to help to Canada. If all the ice goes down, then we'll go to Alaska for the oil, and crude oil will be exported very easily if global warming goes on. So we have the part of Monsanto controlling the food, controlling the fate of humanity indeed, but we have also the money from all the oil there.
Right.
We have also some study about that, the amount of oil they already are exporting thanks to the melting of the ice.
There's no question that that there have been studies indicating that there has been ice melting. Rosalind Peterson, who is in the film, does believe that some of the agenda could be to get the oil into that area. One thing we know, as studies indicate, by putting aerosols into our sky, if you'll notice during the warm day, you get about a 7 to 8 degree drop when they start spraying. So it does produce cooling in areas regionally. However, at night, those aerosols do act as a blanket and they actually warm the planet. We've had a considerable increase in nighttime highs since the full-scale deployment over the past 10 to 15 years. These programs warm the planet. There's no question in many minds and which is also indicated by a number of studies. So with that being said, we have to address this. This is about money and power, and it's not about your money. Well, it is. It is. It's about our money, but not our power. Mm-hmm. It's about a transfer of power into the hands of people that want to play God. And that's the way that I believe that we have to address it in a prudent way that your audience is willing to accept. Thank you.
Yeah. So, I know it was the last question. And even all my questions reached out. Maybe we shall start tomorrow morning with fresh mind. Yes, but now we have to have a little bit rest. Yeah. See you tomorrow morning.